with the fans too, hasn't it?
Well, it's been a great been a great atmosphere for this one.
They've been calling back and forth at each other.
Yeah.
It's always fun when that happens.
It is.
Wetoma got their cheerleaders along.
Yep.
They're 10 strong down there. Paper
at
Makers
least.
Got their cheerleaders going too. It's a lot of fun. Great, great high school atmosphere.
It's what high school sports are supposed to be about.
Back to throw, straight back to throw. Now rolling to his right. Now he's going to get hit as he lets it fly. Knocked out of bounds. He picked off.
There you go.
25-yard line. Underthrown, an ill-advised pass that time. And coming up with the interception was none other than a Mason. Our fun name, right? Joel Brisevich on the INT. Back to the 32-yard line. And that really makes things more difficult for him.
Could be your dagger.
Yeah. So they'll start off at the 32-yard line of Wetoma with their second INT of the half. Boy, he was just about out of bounds and he threw it. And he got one of those where he got bent like a C.
Yep. Yep. That's tough.
Yeah.
That's tough.
That hurts just watching. And now we got something, let's say, offside on the Papermakers lined up offside.
Just kind of imploding now a little bit, Randy.
Second and five. Ball now to the 37-yard line. Yeah. Especially when you got 6:41. And, you know, probably the kids want to get as good a position so they can get a quick jump and maybe cause a turnover. Thought maybe it would get to be a little sloppy in the second half. Was it rained pretty good there at halftime
for a little bit.
2-3 minutes, but then kind of let up again. Looked like it was going to move into the area here, but hasn't.
Kind of dissipated.
Yeah. Clock stopped after that penalty. Usually they wind it up again after a penalty, but stopped right now. Tucking it under center. Take. Turn. Straight up the middle. Royston. Skyler's got a couple yards to the 39 for a gain of 2 on the carry. Brings up a 3rd down and 3 for the Hornets.
Yeah, that's tough luck.
Second and 3. They got that penalty. It was 1st and 5, not 2nd and 5. My bad. 2nd and 3 for the Hornets. And now they're at the point where quarterback Pika is looking at the back judge, and once he raises his hand, they run the play. Again, it's Royston around the right side. Got a good block on the edge, and he's going to be brought down near midfield. Let's see if they say the 40.
10 or 11.
They'll make it at the 50-yard line. Yes. A gain of 11, like you called it. Right at the 50-yard line. Fresh set of downs for Wetoma. Exactly what they want. Keep that chains a-moving. Keep that clock a-moving.
Yep. That's Nakusa. You got 3 timeouts, but you got to show some life and being able to stop them.
Hand is up already. I don't know if we can get this play off. Now he's counting it out. 2. There he did. And there again, straight up the middle. Different running back this time.
That was...
might have been number 32 or 33, maybe... Dobrisevich? Royston?
They said Royston.
That wasn't 11, was it?
No, I think it was your buddy Dobrisevich.
Let's give it to him.
Gain of 4.
Yep, into Nakusa territory at the 46-yard line. 2nd down and 6 as the Papermakers take a timeout because the clock is down to 5 minutes and 12 seconds. Again, a great big thank you to all of our sponsors for allowing us to make the trip over here to Nakusa. Rodeo Grill.
Yeah.
Johnson & Sons. Chrysler Jeep. Junkyard Bar & Grill. A Street Auto. Econ Electric Incorporated. And Rapids Transmission. You want to get on the bus? Join all of those other businesses? Give Pam a holler and she'll connect you with the right folks at 715-424-1300 weekdays. And you can be aboard and we can talk wonderfully about your business, just like we do about the ones that are supporting us right now.
Absolutely.
Here's that handoff, little jump stop, cut it out to the right.
Royston.
That's Royston, he's got the edge. 30, 25, finally pushed out of bounds. Not before. He gets inside the 25-yard line, down to the 21 for a gain of 25 on the carry. Getting closer to throwing daggers every time they make big plays like that, because we're now at the 5:05 mark. In the ball game, 28-20, Wautoma. They're trying to pick up back-to-back victories after defeating Boston last week.
Right. Coosa still looking for number one. Now, there's going to be chances.
Royston.
Flag.
As the flag hits one of the Hornets right on the shoulder. Looked like it hit Josh Wakely, actually, the punter. I'm going to kind of assume this might go against Wautoma. Either that or it just was an errant flag. Wind caught it.
Nope. Wind caught it, yes.
It will be against the Hornets. So the flag from the 16-yard line of Nakusa. And they'll mark it back to the 26 on the 10-yard penalty. So at the Nakusa 26-yard line, it'll be first and 15 now for Wautoma.
Either way, the clock still runs.
Yep, those offensive penalties will run. You could run out the clock here. Just keep taking penalties.
Yeah.
I was talking to the official about that before the game. I said that's one of those rules I think I would try to change.
Right.
That you could just basically run out the last 5 minutes if you want to just keep taking motion penalties. Not that a lot of teams would do that, I would hope, but it's a possibility. Handoff. Trying to broach the left side of the defensive line, and not a whole lot of running that time for Royston as he makes his way to the 24-yard line. Only a couple on the carry.
Nice use of the word broach, Randy.
Thank
Good
you.
Job.
Thank you. I've been saving that one for a crucial time in the ball.
You can't even keep it straight face.
I'm sorry.
Oh, Randy, what are we going to do with you?
Second down and about 13 yards to go. Hand up. Roll to the right. Keep it. Instead of pitching it back. I'll tell you what, he hasn't kept it a lot tonight, the quarterback, Pika. But he has a nice little run that time. And a timeout going to be taken
coming
by Nakusa. As Pika will get the ball to the 13-yard line for a gain of 11. That'll make it third and two for the Hornets as Nakusa takes another timeout at the 3:43 mark. So 9 o'clock on FHR tomorrow, we'll have our pregame with the Wisconsin Badgers as they get set to head down south to take on Keith Jackson, Alabama Crimson Tide. Well, I won't take on.
No, I wouldn't. No, no, that's no. No.
Keith Jackson. I'll tell you, a couple weeks ago, they were talking about how the Badgers, they might have a chance. Last week, that kind of changed.
Kind of.
Badgers had a good second half last week, got to say that.
Yeah.
But the opponent might be up
a step or two up on the competition board.
Yep.
Speaking of competition, Red Raiders, they fall tonight 56-0 to the Panthers.
The old River Jug stays
up north.
And there's a handoff straight up the middle. That's going to be good enough for a first and goal to go at the 8.
It's Royston yet again. Gain of 3, 4, 5.
First and goal at the Papermaker 8. And 3:33 to go.
15 carries, broke 100, as really didn't do much in that first half. You only had 2 carries for 13.
I'd say they really
but steady them. Diet the second half. They found the key. Said, hey, they're gashing us going up the middle. Maybe we try it up with them. And my goodness gracious, it worked.
Pika tucks, turns, Royston.
To the 2. There you go.
Nope, that's not Royston. It's 33. It's Mason.
Dobricevich
on the touchdown. And that is definitely a Wayne Larrivee dagger. At the 3:07 mark of quarter number 4. Fourth touchdown here of quarter number 3 and 4. So Dobricevich takes it in from 8 yards out. And it's 34-20 with a PAT to come. And Chris Calderon with the hold of Skyler Royston. Lines are set. Ball is down. The kick is on the way, and the kick is good. And with 3:07 to go, the lead now for the Hornets, 35-20. We'll take a 1 minute timeout. Back with the conclusion of our ball game right after this.
Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Orndorff. On the next weekend in the country, we head back to September of 1988, when George Bush and Michael Dukakis were battling for the presidency. Regis and Kathy Lee went national, and Yellowstone Park was on fire. And the hot hits of the day were by Randy Travis, Eddie Raven, Rodney Crowell, Highway 101, and Kathy Mattea. We'll have them and more on the next weekend in the country.
Sunday nights from 6 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI.
Live from Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app, 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Chris Isaak. Never Fall in Love with You. I like that song.
It's a good tune.
It is.
That is a good tune.
3:07 to go in the ballgame. It's been a good half for the Hornets of Wautoma. They now lead it 35-20. And Calderon with a nice end-over-end kick that's down on the far side of the field. Grabbing it there is Del Kretschmar. He'll stay on the far side of the field, the 20-25. Leg coming down way over here on the near side of the field. There's nobody over here.
No need for something like that.
No.
As you can see, a little bit of a...
frustration?
The frustration and exacerbation a little bit for Coach Baker. He got to be feeling really good in his spot. Coming up, starting the second half, up two scores. But it's been nothing but Hornets the rest of the way. Oh, man, it's been one-sided.
They call a hold on the Papermakers. And we've got another young man way on the far side by the down marker cramping up again. Oh, another stop. We've had a lot of stoppage of play due to cramping tonight.
Yeah. We didn't have that too much when we had the warmer games on a few weeks ago. As we're finishing up week four, we're pert near halfway through.
You know, we're kind of bundled up the last week or two, and now we're back to shorts again tonight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Beautiful evening. Beautiful day here in central Wisconsin. Sounds like a nice weekend as well.
Yes, it does.
Is that good for your bow hunting?
The heat? No.
No.
I mean, it's early enough that they'll move, good weather, bad weather, you know, that kind of stuff. But, that heat. I don't like sitting out in that because you get warm, you stink, you know, you sweat. But you do happen to get one. You better have a cooler. You better be ready to process it right away if you do that yourself, because she's going to spoil.
And if you don't have, what do you do then?
Well, I've never been in that position. What I've had to do with warmer weather is obviously, for those that are familiar with it, get the inner loins and the back strap out. They're the easiest to get to. Get them processed, put in the freezer. Then you've almost got to start hoping you have enough freezer space and quartering it up and putting it in there to stay cool and pull it out and get it butchered at your leisure if you do it yourself.
So the injured Papermaker Del Kretschmar, who returned that football, again, walking with that right calf-type limp as he's walking a little bit better as he's getting closer to the sideline, but we've seen that walk a couple of times already tonight. Jacob Bertling and now Kretschmar. So first and 10, three ticks under 3 minutes to go. Nakusa with the football, trailing it by two scores. Gotta believe they're gonna go to the air here.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Anderson, three-step drop over the middle.
Nice.
Got him at the 35, 40, 45, 49-yard line. Little slant pattern to Jaden Nesselman. And that'll be good for a pickup of 24 yards on the pass. And it's first and 10 now at the 49-yard line. Again, back to throw, looking downfield into triple coverage. It's batted away. And the main culprit was Grant Gulibert. as that was intended for Mr. Esselman.
Be honest with you, that might be the first down of the second half for the Papermakers.
Mm. You're right.
So it'll be second down and 10 now from the Nakusa 49. 2:35 to go. 35-20 Hornets. Again, they were victorious last week over Mauston by the score of 34-6. So last week 34, tonight 35.
Yeah.
Assuming they missed a PAT or else they got two field goals last week.
That could be. With the way they didn't kick, that's possible.
Three-step drop, letting it air out downfield.
He's got it!
Out at the 20, 15, 10, 5, reaching for the end zone. They say no, he's out at the 1. And they'll say actually the 2-yard line.
So a 50-yarder.
Gain of 49 probably, because they're going to say the 2-yard line. And again, another cramp down there. That reception was made for Nakusa by Darian Boswell. So they'll say 49 yards on the reception at the 2 of Wautoma. First and goal to goal.
Wow, that was a heck of a catch.
Well, he stretched out as far as he could, reaching for the goal line. There was an official right down there, though. Good hustle by the official and marked him down just shy of the goal line as the knee touched, as he dived the best he could, putting that arm out with the football, and now he's getting that right leg again, the right side, the right leg being worked on for a cramp. 2:26 to go. This is if Nakusa wants to entertain any thoughts of winning this ball game right here. They got to punch it in.
They got to score, go for two, get it. Getting onside, do it again. Well, you got a good one up in Rapids. 2:17 left, 26-26.
Oh, no.
Coming
back, eye scan, huh?
Yeah. You can say that was a return trip to the optometrist, right? Eye scan?
I agree. I agree. You missed that one, buddy.
Yeah, no, I got it. Sometimes I just can't acknowledge it because it's bad for me.
Here's the handoff. Come on, Bertling, get it in. He's very close. No signal yet.
No.
They're going to say inches short. So they give him only a yard, actually, because he's inches. Second and goal at the 1, we'll say. And now a penalty offside on Wautoma. So now instead of second and goal from the 1-inch line, it'll be second and goal from the half-inch line. That's got to be about as short a penalty as you can get.
Just about.
I don't know if they even are going to be able to move the football. I mean, we're way away from that end zone, but that ball
can't really move.
No. And now a stoppage of clock by the back judge. They're saying, did you move that football a half inch? I think I did. Now they're going to
get the old Sly rule.
Oh. See what this discussion is about. Three of the officials coming together in this crew of five. The head linesman stays over where he is. Back judge stays there.
Trying to reset the time on the clock.
Okay. Says 1:57 right now. 2:02 on the clock, I guess, is what they'd say. Waiting for that to happen. There it is. So 2 minutes and 2 seconds to go. Got to be a QB sneak here, doesn't it? Yep.
There you go.
Down Nakusa.
There you have it.
So we said if they want to entertain any hope of winning this ball game, they'll have to do it right here. And they do. As Eli Anderson with a QB sneak.
You got to get these two, though.
Well, they might. Yeah, they will go for two. You're right. I would say maybe you go for one because then you're down by eight. Because if you don't make it, you're down by two scores. But they always go for two. So
right.
That takes that out of the equation.
Yep. Down by a score. I mean,
got to do it here. Otherwise, you're down by two scores. Trailing it by nine, this would cut it to seven. Everybody in tight, no wideouts at all. They'll take, they'll fake. He's going to keep it. He's going to pass it to the right side of the end zone. It's caught for the two-point conversion. And it is caught by the gentleman who just went off the field with the cramp, that being Darian Boswell. And so the Papermakers now cut it down to seven with 2:01 to go.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
That's what I'm saying, baby. 4-5 plays on that drive that went 75 yards.
I mean, we've seen some weird things in our time doing these games together, Randy. You could, being honest with you, how about that Sunday night game from the other week, right when Baltimore could just put it away.
Yep.
Derrick Henry fumbles, and here comes Buffalo. You know, maybe Wautoma has a little slippage there, and Papermaker score, go up on top and hold it off.
Can hold out hope, right?
With some of the things we've seen over the years together with games, I wouldn't put it past anything.
So 35-28. Not enough time with the lack of timeouts left for Nakusa. They have to onside kick.
Right. There's no way around that.
10 Hornets are up close. There's six of them within 10 yards. They're standing at the 50-yard line. Four behind those six, and then one deeper in case they do punch it over the top of the head. That's really smart, just in case they'd punch one. So they approach. Looks like they're offside. Yep.
Oh, that was almost perfectly executed, too.
You can see on the far side of the field a couple of the paper
they got
makers.
A little excited.
Yep. Oh, they'll try it again back from the 35-yard line.
That was almost one of them Pat McAfee, just touch it, just make sure it goes 10, and then you pounce on it. But as a kicker, that was set up pretty well.
As a Hornet, you're like, I don't have to wait for it to go 10 yards, but if I touch it, it's a live ball.
Yep.
So you're kind of standing there going, oh boy, if I grab this, I'm going
to
get
don't need to be
run
a,
over.
Don't
right?
need to be a Bostic.
Right? Yeah. So try it again. 2 minutes to go. Actually, a second came off the clock, I guess. Shouldn't have. So, doing the kicking here is Mr. Bertling, and maybe he wants to just squib it and run up and grab it too. That could be part of the plan. And there it is. He squibs it a little farther this time. And
oh,
caught out of the
catch.
Air at the 46-yard line of Wautoma. And it'll be first and 10, and that probably is your second Wayne Larrabee dagger.
That very well could be.
That ball was grabbed out of the sky by none other than Mason Dobrizovich.
Bone 46-yard line, buck 58 to go.
Couple of knees. Going to be pretty close to the end of the game.
Yeah, Nakusa only got one timeout.
You risk handing it off, or do you kind of back up and run a little clock that way as you take a knee?
Oh, man, I hope you don't do that, because that just messes with stats.
Ooh. They got three running backs, and they will hand it off. I'll give it to Royston, and he is going to get to the 50. So gain of four. Second down and six from midfield. And that when that thing that does do is gets more time off the clock than if they just take that knee, which 25 seconds, three of those would have been 75 seconds, and they would have had to do something on fourth down now.
Right.
A little more time consumed off of the running play. Plus, they picked up 4 yards.
I mean, if you can stop them for no gain or lose a few yards, call your timeout right away. If they get the first down, it's over.
Royston again eludes one tackler in the back. And he is just dragging Papermaker with him. And say just at the marker. No signal yet if it's a first down or third in inches. Wautoma saying first down, but the official is not. Yep, now he does.
Now they do, and that's probably your game right there, buddy.
So the game six on the carry. First and 10 at the Nakusa 44-yard line.
Coach Baker's saying, hey, I want a measurement on that.
Too late now. They've moved the sticks. And talking to the line judge here on the near side. And not getting any chance to measure, so a couple of knees, and we'll do it this time. Let's see if they now do take the knees. Yep, they look like they're in take a knee formation, and they are. So Wautoma, with one more knee to be taken, is going to hang on for a 35-28 victory here tonight in Nakusa. Gives Michael a chance to add up some numbers here while we get it. We didn't have a chance at halftime. They kind of shortened it up on us, so we'll now get a chance to run through all those scoring highlights. As the clock winds down here, they will not have to run another play. It's under 25. They are both headed to the sideline, getting set to line up. And the final score will read 35-28. Started way back in quarter number one. Papermakers took the lead first. Jacob Bertling, 2 yards off of right guard, capping a long drive. 63 yards, 14 plays. The The two-point conversion was stopped, and Nakusa led it 6-0. And then the Hornets took their first lead of the ballgame at the 3:58 mark of quarter number one. Pass from Peyton Pika to Eli Grazer capped a three-play 64-yard drive. Chris Calderon's PAT was good. Watoma led it by 1, 7-6. But then Nakusa scored in the first period as well again, this time at the 31-second mark, as Eli Anderson, little option run 4 yards. It was a seven-play 66-yard drive. The two-point conversion pass from Eli Anderson to Finn Kretschmar was good, and Nakusa took the lead 14-7. In quarter number two, with just 33 seconds to go, the Papermakers increased their lead on a quarterback sneak that time by Eli Anderson. It capped a 12-play 72-yard drive. The two-point conversion was incomplete, and the halftime score read Nakusa 20-7 for Watoma. But it was all Hornets in the second half. Skyler Royston, a 3-yard run up the middle, capping an 11-play 66-yard drive. Calderon's PAT gave the Papermakers lead shortened down from 20-7 to 20-14. Still in the third quarter, 3 ticks under 4 minutes to go. It was a pick six, 33-yard touchdown by Vincenzo Cabazzi, and the PAT made it 21-20 in favor of Watoma. They would build on that lead at the 8:29 mark of quarter number four on a 46-yard touchdown pass from Pika to Marshall Wojak, a 9-play 53-yard drive. And with the Calderon point after, Watoma's lead was now 8. And then with 3:07 to go, kind of a dagger from the Hornets as an 8-yard touchdown run by Dobrisovich, capping an 8-play 60-yard drive, Calderon's extra point made it 35-20 Watoma. Papermakers did score. It only took them 1:06 to go down the field and cover 75 yards. Eli Anderson's quarterback sneak and the two-point conversion pass to Darian Boswell made it 35-28. But the ensuing onside kick was recovered by the Hornets, and they hang on for the 35-28 victory. And again, a great big thank you to all of our sponsors who are able to allow us to make this trip over to Nakusa. High School Sports proudly brought to you by Rodeo Grill, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Junkyard Bar and Grill, 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Incorporated, and Rapids Transmission. WIRI, Michael and I sincerely appreciate the support of our local businesses so that we can bring you these games. Give us a call at 715-424-1300. During the week, if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners, home of country favorites and classics, listen to your radio 105.5 WIRI or on the Civic Media app. Michael, you got a lot of numbers set up.
Yeah, I think I got her pretty well figured out. As just making sure I have all that set. So, well, start with Watoma. Big gainer today, Skyler Royston. He had 17 carries for 110 yards and a touchdown, a 3-yard plunge. Well, he had a couple other teammates. Peyton Peake, he used 6 carries for 23 yards. And Mason Dobrisovich with 4 carries for 26, as they had 30 carries for 170 yards on the ground. Pika, he was doing all right. He was 5 of 8 through the air, 1 interception, 424 yards. Finished with 294 yards total, as they had 10, by my count, first downs of the game, 12 penalties, 477 yards, and 1 fumble that they did recover. Nakusa, 50 carries, 234 yards. They were eating up ground yardage.
Wow.
That was very impressive there. They had 198 alone in the first half. Bertling, he was just tearing it up. 24 carries, 149 yards, as he had a 2-yard plunge for his scoring. As Eli Anderson, he was 12 carries for 66 yards. As said, 50 carries for 234 as a team. Anderson, 6 of 9 passing, 2 picks, 67 yards. Nakusa, 301 total yards. So pretty even that way, but the big thing, that pick 6, that did the deal. And that's unfortunately how she goes sometimes, is 14 first downs by my count for Nakusa, 8 penalties for 41 yards, and they did have a fumble that they did recover. Just sometimes the ball bounces your way, sometimes it doesn't, and that pick six in early in the third quarter, that didn't help things, and then looking at just not able to move the ball in the second half, that just continued to snowball, and just not the papermaker's night.
Sometimes you're the windshield, sometimes you're the bug, right?
That's right.
So next week, Friday, papermakers will travel down to Waupun, who at this point are 3-0.
And they're having a good year this year.
And then September 26th, they'll be back home to take on arch rival, the Green Devils of
the Gridiron game.
And for the Hornets, they will be at the Dells, who are 1-2 coming into tonight. And then they'll be at home against Waupun on the 26th. So final score here from Nakusa as the papermakers give it a good battle, but come up just 7 points short by the final of 35-28. Again, great big thank you to all of our sponsors. Seth Habiger back at our studios, engineering our broadcast. Great job, per usual, Seth. Surely appreciate all your efforts.
Awesome job.
For Michael Comer, this is Randy Paul saying so long, everybody, as you've been listening to Nakusa Papermaker Football here on FM 105.5 WARI.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by Rodeo Grill, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Junkyard Bar & Grill, 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., and Rapids Transmission. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. 105.5 WIRI, home of country favorites and classics. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
Central Wisconsin's home for country favorites and classics.
Howdy, y'all. This is Dwight Yoakam.
Hi, Shania Twain here.
105.5 WIRI.
It gets hotter than a hoochie coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Well, we fogged up the windows in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Yeah. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. A lot about living and a little about love.
Your favorite.
red, but pretty soon you'll be changing the station. And all your old shoes are looking brand new. They want to be worn, but they never get the chance to. Heavy into everything, ready for the next thing. To catch your eye for a while, then you're over it. You change your mind on it soon as the shine's gone, like you always do. Well, you don't know it yet, but make you wish that you were sleeping in my shirt. Lie about my jacket and tell everyone it's yours. When your phone rings after midnight and you're thinking maybe it's me, I'm gonna make you miss me. You're cold and hot, you burn out like a match. Keep a slip knot in the strings you attach. You think it's easy, but that's a lie. The only reason that you're good at goodbye is every boy you ever met was too easy to forget. Well, I ain't going out like that.
This is 105.5 WIRI.
You've probably heard about investors who got in on the ground floor of a company that grew to be a huge success. But successful investing isn't about luck or genius. Instead, it's about building durability. Here are some suggestions. First, think long term. Most investors make their money over time, not overnight. You'll want a well-diversified portfolio of quality investments and plan to own them for the long term. Next, invest in quality. For stocks, quality is often measured by the steadiness of earnings and dividend growth over time. For bonds, one measure is an investment-grade credit rating with a relatively low risk of default. And finally, build a long-term strategy to provide a roadmap for your investment choices. You may want to make changes periodically, but do it for the right reasons, like changing goals or tolerance for risk.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanoke, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
It's time for another edition of the Fall Time Quiz. Okay, what's the most important thing to do for your home in the fall? A, clean the gutters. B, rake the leaves. Or C, get your septic and holding tank pumped.
My wife wants me to do all three, but I'll go with getting the holding tank pumped.
That's right! And for the big prize, who should you call?
Crockett Septics. Their trucks smell like cherry pie.
Right again! Just call 715-712-3456, and Crockett Septic can take care of it for you. Now go do those gutters.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks, septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their pumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Country favorites and classics now. 105.5 WIRI.
She was aware of her insecurities as she took the stage. She was convinced if she got up there that she'd be discovered someday. So she belted it. She hit the high notes fearlessly. Oh, she melted them. And she brought them to their feet. She was a big star at Banana Jones Bar where she sang karaoke every night. Work hard to get where you are. Feels good in the hot spotlight. She was a big star. She made the local cable shows where the camera fell in love with her face. After a couple of weekends, the groupies were crawling all over the place. She signed autographs like she was Garth Brooks in a skirt. And in the aftermath, that small-time town was hers. She was a big star at Banana Joe's Bar where she sang karaoke every night. She said if you work hard to get where you are, she does.
on your radio at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
Somebody kicked him. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Bubba ain't never been accused of being mentally stable, so we did not draw an easy breath till he laid that Colt on the table. He hung his head till the cops showed up. He dragged him right out of margin. They told him, don't you play dumb with us, son. You know damn well what the charge is. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. He said it played a sad song. It made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Well, he shot the jukebox
last night. When the sheriff arrived with his bathrobe on, the confrontation was a tense one. He shook his head and said, Bubba, boy, you was always a dense one. A reckless discharge of a gun, that's what the officers are claiming. Bubba hollered out a reckless hell, I hit just where I was aiming. Bubba shot the jukebox last night, said he played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Well, he shot the jukebox, stopped with one shot. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. But he could not tell right from wrong through the teardrops in his eyes. Beyond the shadow of a doubt, it was a justifiable homicide.
Country favorites and classics for all of Central Wisconsin. You've got them right here on 105.5 WIRI.
Lights go down, wheels go round, I'm taking you home. Hoping for a slow song to come on the radio now. I'm not ready to shut it down the way the dashboard goes. Sitting your eyes making me lose everything on my mind, and the only thing I want to do is find a spot. Stop this car and throw it in park and just slow down. A half song on, one door open across the lot. A rental cop's rolling a security car. His yellow light spinning and flashing in time to the radio singing a little Garth Brooks. You start humming the very last verse. The she's every woman and I don't care what song comes next. I'm falling right here.
WIRI.
Wisconsin, and on the free Civic Media app.
105.5 FM, WIRI, Nakusa.
Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Leave my t-shirt in the hall. Like a needle finds a groove, baby, we'll remember what to do to drown out every distraction. It's time we made it happen. Strip it down, strip it down, back to you and me, like it used to be when it was an old back road with an old school beat. Cowboy boots by your by your little bear.